found a way to pull away there really in that second half. And overall tonight, you had really good shot selection. They finally got him to drop. And you guys win this despite maybe hitting only three 3-pointers on the night. Three or four.
Yeah, it makes you question some of the shots we've been taking in the past, you know, honestly, because, you know, we were able to get some shots. Granted, you know, their size, you know, was a factor in that too. You know, the teams in our league are quite a bit taller, so we, you know, we're not able to get to the basket as much as we would like to. But at the same time, when you do kind of focus, you know, on getting the ball down low, you're able to open up some outside shots, and I thought we did that tonight.
Jordan Horn really started you guys off the first 9 points of the game, and that kind of set the tone for you guys there by attacking and getting, you mentioned, good shot selections, and I thought really it was overall a pretty good balanced attack for you guys. I think you guys had, what, out of 8 players, I think 5 of them, make that 6 of them, scored at least 5 points here tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about that the last few games, and we have guys on the floor that are, you know, scoring threats. It makes it a little bit harder on the defense to focus their attention on one guy. And Jordan did a great job, you know, getting us started and was being very aggressive, you know, especially in transition, which is where a lot of our points came from in that first half. You know, we got a little stagnant with that zone in the second quarter, and they made some shots, you know, so it kept us from running, you know, as much as we would have liked to. But got to do a little bit better job of getting out on shooters, as I think we gave them too many open looks tonight. But, you know, we got the stops early in that third quarter when we needed them, and started pulling away and just kind of chipped away at it. But they stayed in that zone, you know, primarily the rest of the game. And I thought when our ball movement got a little sharper, a little more crisp, it led to wide open shots. And you know, we've got to do that against the zone defense. You know, we've got to move that ball around the perimeter and, you know, get a couple post touches and play from there. So a lot of credit to the guys for, you know, making the adjustment and coming out in the second half.
Well, you say that you gave Southwestern Heights a lot of open looks, and that was around the perimeter. They're more of a kind of a slasher team to the basket, but they ended up hitting a lot of those 3-pointers tonight, and that's kind of really not their that's not really their game.
No, you know, coming in, it was we knew we had to stop the dribble drive, and I actually in the first quarter we weren't. You know, they were getting to the basket, and that's how they were in the game, and you know, had the lead there for a little while because we were giving up too much dribble drive penetration. So we actually went to that zone, slowed them down for a little bit, but then our zone rotations got a little bit slow, and they, you know, you run a zone for enough possessions, and most teams get fairly comfortable with what they're running against it, and they were able to hit some shots, but. We went back to the man, and I thought, you know, from, you know, about halfway through the second quarter on, we did a much better job keeping the ball in front of us. I don't want to see us foul that much, especially in the second half that early, because, you know, in close games, you put a team in, you know, in the bonus with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. You know, that's not something you'd like to see.
As I mentioned earlier, good ball movement tonight, and one player really, I thought, stepped up scoring, took advantage of the height advantage, was Joe Evans. He ended up with 9 points, and it was good to see him hitting some of the shots and hitting kind of that mid-range jumper on the baseline as well.
Yeah, Joe's got a nice, you know, 10 to 15-foot jump shot. He gets a little bit more consistent, then all of a sudden, you know, people got to come out there and try to contest it, and he can get to the basket, so... yeah, it was good to see him, you know, put a couple points up there and everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, several plays and players that made some key plays for us. You know, even when we had the lead, you know, late, you know, Reed and Marshall go diving on the ground, you know, show, yes, a lot of energy. So it was good to see.
We guys pick up the victory here and get to 8-8 on the year and get to 500. I think that's pretty big here with the stretch that you have, 4 games to go, and we're going to be all league play, and it starts off with the Ulysses Tigers here at home on Friday night, and that's a team that's really kind of continued to improve here as the season's wearing on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we went down there, we just shot the ball so well. Every time they made a little run at us, we came right back with something. So if you don't shoot the ball, you know, as well as we did, we got to do other things, you know, correctly. And, you know, they got their big kid got in foul trouble, if I remember correctly, down there the first time we played him. And he could be a hard guy to handle, you know, if we're not in good defensive position and you know, putting enough ball pressure on the ball. But another team that, you know, that if they get hot, you know, they're extremely dangerous. They're a confident group. So if you let them knock down a couple of shots, you know, that confidence starts to rise, and they're hard to stop. So we got to do a great job, you know, team defense Friday. And when we have the opportunity to push the ball, we want to and be intelligent with our decisions and not turn the ball over.
Well, a big win for you guys to get to 500 with 4 games to go here, and also 500 in conference play, looking to improve on that on Friday night. But tonight you get the big victory over Southwestern Heights here, 67-48. Congratulations on a nice victory, 3 in a row for you guys, and we'll talk to you here later on.
All right, thanks, Adam.